Voting has already started.
On to November.
This is going to be a tight race until the very end.
Fight, fight, fight.
Lifting you up.
If we don't win, I think our country is finished.
The latest every minute.
That's where I get my news.
Is here.
On the sky.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Fourth and final hour of our get together on a happy hump day, Trump day, Helene prep day. We'll stay on top of that. We'll give you the latest reports and information on Helene. Good morning and welcome. It's 9:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Let's have a conversation with our Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson. First of all, Commissioner, it was great to see you at the Black Tie Blue Jeans event, and a pleasure hearing you speak as well.
Thank you. It's really enjoyable to get out, especially this time of year right before an election. You've got a lot of excitement in the air, and it's always great to get around the state and see our patriots and get out for the election.
And I've been telling you, there are some normal people in Alachua County. You got to meet most of them that night.
Most of them just happened to be at the event we were at, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You mean the people? Yeah, go ahead.
The good people, the patriots, as you referred to. But
right.
We want to talk about the amendments because, yeah, these are coming up on the ballot. And the big one, the controversial one, is the amendment on the legalization for personal use of marijuana. And I'm getting more information where I think some of us are being misled. Can you help to explain it?
Well, I hope so, Bob. You know, look, the Amendment 3, the governor has laid this out very clearly and said that, you know, this is clearly about big corporations bringing, you know, nearly $100 million in the state to create themselves a monopoly and to, we believe, could have public use where, you know, today you can, you know, you go a lot of places today and you smell marijuana, you're following cars down the road, you smell marijuana. If this is legalized, this may allow it to be in all public places. And I can't imagine, you know, that smell being, you know, around all of our schools and around all of our restaurants and all the, you know, everywhere we go in public, right? And so I think that the governor's done a very good job laying out why we should be against this amendment. I think also, you know, that a lot of us do not care what people do at their homes. And so I think if this amendment fails, as it should, then I think that you could have maybe the legislature come in and say, look, if you're at your house, you can do what you want there with marijuana, but not in public. And not only that, we need to know the downside to these things. If you go to other states that have approved adult use marijuana in the last 4 or 5 years, you see a lot more deaths from DUIs, but, you know, because of marijuana, you see there's a lot of downside in the workforce. People showing up to work or not, you know, accidents, all of the things that go wrong when you have that drug in your system, because that drug stays in your system for a longer period of time. Now, again, I think that most Floridians believe that if you're at home and you know, or clearly we have medicinal marijuana in the state already. So for everyone listening, you know, if you have a medicinal issue, you already have access to these types of products today. And again, this amendment was put on the ballot and is being pushed by one or two corporations that see this as a boon for their business. And the idea that you could raise enough money to help law enforcement or schools is just preposterous.
Yeah, and here's what I thought. Okay, they pass it, and then the legislature can go back and address it after the fact, make it so it can't be a monopoly, fix the public use issue of it. But that is difficult because this is a constitutional amendment. Am I correct?
You are correct. And so it's called an implementing bill. So if this passes, there will be an implementing bill to outlay a lot of the things I just said. And then immediately, again, these are very large corporations, they will immediately file to the court system, appeal to the court system, and then you will have it in the court systems. And then it'll eventually get up to our Supreme Court, probably here in the state of Florida, to determine what authority the legislature has over this constitutional amendment. But we have constitutional amendments. We have the ability to, as a legislature, to define those things, and then the courts come in and define them. And so this will be a long, drawn-out court battle at best. And so I think the biggest concerns are is here we are with a monopoly or nearly a duopoly for these large companies, And people are thinking, well, this is adult-use marijuana, and then you think of all the families and you think of all the negative effects of that on your society. And again, I believe that if this were to fail, I think the legislature would do some things for, you know, home use, which I think that very few of us have a problem with.
Yeah, I think the public thing is one of the biggest obstacles there. And then, yeah, if everybody's told this is going to create jobs and mom and pop businesses are going to, you know, do well as a result of it, that is not really in the language, apparently. So, yeah, that's not a good idea. Let's move along to hunting and fishing. And that has to do with amendment number two. Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, this is clearly, I am generally against all amendments to our Constitution because I think the legislature should oversee these things. But you have many large groups around the country, again, very liberal groups, that are going around trying to go state to state to put in amendments to not allow hunting and fishing. And so right now, this is not a partisan issue at all. This is bipartisan. People want to be able to hunt and fish. It's a bipartisan issue. The negative naysayers saying, well, what about the net ban or what about the amount of fish you can take? None of that is affected by this amendment. And that is some of the naysayers, the people who are trying to defeat this amendment or trying to put in place. But this is an amendment that I believe if you want your grandkids and then their grandkids to be able to hunt and fish in this state freely, this is something that's very important that we get put in place and make sure that we preserve those rights in perpetuity, and that is the goal of putting this amendment in the Constitution.
So in most cases, you're against using the constitutional provision, but in this case, to protect a right, you think is worthwhile?
Well, I think what happens is our enemies of these types of products are so big now and so strong, these billionaires come in and spend, just like in the marijuana amendment, these billionaires come in and spend $100, $200 million, and they completely bypass your legislature. And so there's no thought of that. It's about greed, right? And in the case of hunting and fishing, there are extremists that would like to see us not be able to do that. And the best way to protect ourselves, not for the next 10 years, I think we're fine the next 10 or 15 years, but 30 years from now, 50 years from now, you have to enshrine some of these things in your Constitution that a few years ago, 10 years ago, we thought would be ridiculous. So why would we do that? But it's that important. And it's that important to preserve our way of life, to be able to go out and hunt on the land and be able to provide for your family, to be able to take care of our forests, to be able to the health and safety of our animals. And so, you know, look, we've put a large emphasis on the wildlife corridor here in this state. And as Senate president, it was one of my top priorities to put in place and define in state law. This is another key component of making sure that we take care of our forests and our animal population in this state.
Yeah, no, that's great. And as the Florida Ag Commissioner, what are your duties as related to, you know, this pending Hurricane Helene? What do you want to discuss?
Well, on Hurricane Helene, obviously, if you are inland, you are still going to be affected by this hurricane. It's clear that according to the current models, it's going to hit somewhere around, you know, on a beeline towards Tallahassee. It seems like it goes from about 15 miles or so west to 15 or so miles to the east of Tallahassee right now. Pay attention. That could certainly change. I believe there will be power outages all over the state. So it's something that we need to be prepared for. If you're listening to this, you need to make sure you have supplies at your home, food at your home. Because remember, the emergency workers up to about 40 miles an hour after it's 40 mile an hour of wind speeds are not going to be able to come out and do any servicing. So make sure you've got ample supplies at home and you're hunkering down if you're inland. Clearly, if you're in the path of this, what is your Department of Agriculture doing? First of all, we had an emergency call yesterday to find out what are all of the different types of supplies that we may need and generators and equipment on the affected area. We are asking farmers to get those lists in early so we can be prepared with that critical infrastructure. We are making sure that there is ample fuel in the entire state. That's part of the Department of Agriculture, yep, to make sure we have plenty of fuel supplies. We will help lead the search and rescue teams once the hurricane goes through. And remember, it's going to be a long time in cleaning up on the affected areas. So we're going to have a lot of patience. And you know, we're supporting Kevin Guthrie, by the way, does a tremendous job at DEM in leading this state. He's got a lot of experience. and he does a tremendous job. And he'll be working with our teams from forestry, Rick Dolan, to our ag law, Colonel Adams, to our team in Tallahassee led by Kathy Mears and Kelly Borey. We're very proud of the preparation, all of the utility trucks you're probably seeing coming into the state, all the equipment to help prepare to get us back online as quick as possible, get the roads clear. We'll have chainsaw teams throughout the area, making sure we're helping clear roads to get utilities restored and roads opened. And so we've got a big job at the Department of Agriculture, but I will caution everybody, if you lose your power, please do not put a generator inside your garage and shut that door. You could kill your whole family that way. Make sure it's properly vented and it's outside, and keep your family safe and be prepared for a few days to have to be able to take care of yourself with food and water and things of that nature, because our you know, frontline services will be there, but certainly will be strained by going in and into the affected areas. Again, this is going to be a major hurricane, a minimum number 3, potentially number 5 hurricane. This is going to take a long time to recover from.
And we look forward to the recap after the fact, the cleanup efforts and such. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson on the Bob Rose Show. In fact, I'll give you a Helene update next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's a happy hump day, Trump day, Helene prep day, thanks to Radiant Credit Union. We're giving you a storm update. I'll do that in just a minute. In the meantime, though, it is 9:22. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah, the big story is Helene right on the edge of becoming a hurricane. She might have already done that, but we have the last report from the National Hurricane Center, which came out at 8 a.m., and that shows winds sustained at 70 miles an hour, just under hurricane strength. But again, that's a couple hours old. We'll get a new one coming up at 11 a.m., and I have a sneaking suspicion it may be of hurricane strength. It's moving northwest at 9 miles an hour, and as the Ag Commissioner said, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson said, Tallahassee's sort of like right in the middle of that cone. So if you can picture the Florida West Coast, the Big Bend area, but all the way down to Tampa Bay, these areas are all extremely vulnerable. And we're still, what, a day and a half out? Yeah, well, just about. A little more than a day out. So things can change. And that's why you want to stay on top of it. We'll stay on top of it. Got a lot of closures. Alachua County Schools open today. They'll decide at 2 p.m. if they're going to be open tomorrow. Gilchrist County closes at 1 today. They'll have an early release, and they'll be closed tomorrow. Levy County closed today and tomorrow. Union County closed through Friday. And Marion County open today but closed Thursday. Remember, Friday is still in play one way or another. Will depend on power outages and how bad the storm hit certain areas, and then the need for the shelters. If that diminishes and goes away, obviously then it opens the doors to the schools if everything else is in place, right? That's the latest on it. Get the prep stuff done earlier the better, and then that way the less traffic on the roads tomorrow, especially tomorrow evening. We want to try to shoot for that. All right. Kamala's threat to eliminate the filibuster backfires. She's got Manchin and Sinema turned against her. She called for the end of the legislative filibuster in the Senate during an appearance on Wisconsin Public Radio Tuesday to codify the right to abortion and eliminate state pro-life laws, a move with massive legislative and societal repercussions extending far beyond abortion. Yeah, you got to be careful when you start playing with this, the idea of the filibuster. Yeah, it can be convenient to get some of the Republicans out of your way to push what you consider to be important. But, you know, if you have a balance of power that changes all of a sudden, you know, you might not be happy with that, or vice versa.
Yeah.
All right. Senator Joe Manchin, who left the party to become a independent but still caucuses with the Democrats, will no longer support Harris for president. Shame on her. She knows the filibuster is the holy grail of democracy. It's the only thing that keeps us talking and working together. If she gets rid of that, then this would be the House on steroids. Yeah, it's It is interesting that, you know, the same people that claim that Donald Trump's going to destroy democracy are the ones that are actually taking steps in that direction do just that.
Yeah.
As for Manchin supporting Harris, that ain't going to happen. I think that basically this could destroy our country. My country is more important to me than any one person or any one person's ideology. I think it's horrible. Senator Kyrsten Sinema out of Arizona, also independent, still caucuses with the Dems, blasted Harris for her terrible short-sighted position. To state the supremely obvious, eliminating the filibuster to codify Roe v. Wade also enables a future Congress to ban all abortions nationwide. So what an absolutely terrible, short-sighted idea. Will Kamala understand that or change? Hey, she can change her mind on anything, as we've seen recently, right? All of a sudden, we're going to have a fracking good time.
Yeah.
Whereas before, she was adamant. Ban it. Terrible. Ban it. Some people are catching on to her baloney. Vice President Kamala Harris is vastly underperforming, even President Joe Biden and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, with young men. According to a recent poll, Harvard Youth Poll, conducted by Institute of Politics at the Harvard Kennedy School, found that among likely male voters, Kamala Harris received 53% of support. Trump gets 36%. But the poll, if you look at Americans between the ages of 18 and 29, and then you look at previous support, Biden had a 28-point lead, and Clinton had a 19-point lead. Harris held a 47-point lead over Trump among young women. Harris received 70% of support from young women, Trump 23. It also found that among all young adults ages 18 to 29, Harris received 46% of support, while Trump received 29% support. And among registered voters, Harris got 52, Trump got 29. So Trump needs to do work in that category, if you will. But when you compare Kamala Harris to both Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden at the same point in their campaigns, they were doing much better with those young men numbers, if you will. It is 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We'll continue to stay on top of Helene. It is a prep day. And we're also going to talk to the Marion County Emergency Management, Preston Bolin, right? And Billy Woods, too? All right, it's coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
The dawn of a new era. Even more of what you asked for from your talk radio station.
It's Glenn Beck.
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
New shows and more news.
Now on North Central Florida's talk leader, 97.3
The Sky.
My oh my. The morning is cruising right along, and hopefully you are putting the finishing touches on getting ready for what will be her Hurricane Helene. Good morning and welcome. It is 9:36. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're going to connect right now with two very important folks, especially when it comes to law enforcement emergency management. We got the Marion County Emergency Manager, Preston Bolin, Sheriff Billy Woods, both on the line. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we faring so far?
Hey, good morning, Greg and Bob. It's Preston Bolin. Glad to be on the show again this morning. A special guest with me, actually, this morning and talking to you. And never guess who.
Morning, Bob. It's always a pleasure to be on here with you.
Sheriff Billy Woods, I love you, brother. I know you guys are working hard getting the preparation done. What are some of the final preparations on your end that you want to try to accomplish before it gets really nasty in Marion County?
So just kind of update, we just left our briefing with the National Weather Service. We had about 100 of our stakeholders here in EOC. You know, those are our planners, or the each representative of powers within the Marion County. And we got our final, you know, kind of briefing of what we're to expect. So, you know, all our plans are in place. We have, as Greg mentioned in this commercial, is we've got our shelter open at Westport High School, opening up today for special needs at 2 p.m. At 4 p.m., we'll be opening it up for general populations, also with pet friendly as well. And of course, you know, with our county engineers, you know, we're looking at those trouble spots, you know, with flooding and preparing for, you know, any type of flooding events, you know, with pumping operations and stuff, working with the city as well. And, you know, putting our crews together, you know, we know we're going to get some wind out of this, which of course, you know, power lines downs, trees downs. So we've got our cut crews, you know, prepared, working with DOT, with our road departments, and working with our electric companies. They're in-house with us as well to keep us up to date with power outages. And, you know, again, just going down our checklist, making sure that our nursing homes, our critical facilities, you know, have everything they have, no unmet needs. And, you know, we're just getting prepared. The biggest thing that I'll tell is citizens of Marion County is we have our citizens information line is open, and that's at 352-369-7500. If they have any questions, rumor control, shelter openings, sandbags will also be open until 7 p.m. today. Those are on our websites as well. And again, Alert Marion is our notifications to our residents in Marion County. That's how we get our life threat emergency notifications out and special weather details about the storm. And again, if they're not signed up, they go to alertmarion.com. And to sign up, if they have any questions, please call my office. Our staff will be glad to get them signed up.
So, Preston, if you can you share with us what the National Weather Service told you to expect in terms of wind speeds and gusts in Marion County?
All right. So, again, as of 8:30 this morning, the earliest arrival times is we're looking at Thursday, tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. till noon, you know, plus 1 or 2 hours, depending on, as we've seen, this storm has picked up in speed. We're basically looking you know, about rainfall on the west side of Marion County, the southwest and Ellen up to the northwest, you know, up the Blishton, Romeo areas, 3 to 6 inches of rain. For eastern Marion County, it's about 2 to 4 inches of rain. For rain for about an 8 to 10, for once the duration starts, about an 8 to 10 hour window of rain,
wow,
you know, starting around noon till midnight. Gust of wind is what we can see is, you know, 58 to 73 miles per hour with some sustained winds that, you know, during the duration of the heat of it is between 39 and 57 miles per hour, you know, with a lot of this moving out tomorrow night, you know, around midnight, you know, on the tail end of it. So that's kind of where we're looking. We'll, again, get more updates this afternoon and our 515 with the state this afternoon. And we'll share that information out with our public information officers.
Great,
well,
great information. Appreciate it. Now, Sheriff, is there any concern of possible looting? You know how these things happen after storms and power outages.
You know, we always have, Bob, that type of concern. But, you know, you know probably better than most people, we won't tolerate it here in Marion County. That would be my clear message. Do not attempt it. Do not even think of it, actually, because if you go out here and loot, you try to commit any criminal act and take advantage of people at their most vulnerable moment, I promise you that I will give you a shelter to stay in. It's as simple as that. You know, this storm's coming. This is what makes us Floridians shine, Bob, you know, because we Floridians at this time come together. We know what to do. Training day is over. The real thing is here. But the fact is, we can have all these numbers, you know, whether it be the amount of rain, the gust of winds. The fact is, we're fallible human beings that are trying to predict the hand of God. So where this storm is going, you never really know until the last minute the direction it could come across Marion County, could come across y'all and Alachua. Right now, our poor prediction is our poor fellow counties, they're in the bend and going out on the panhandle. That they're about to get pounded. But, you know, the message is thank you for mentioning it. Don't do it. And that's to them criminals out there, the ones that are listening. I don't know if criminals listen to your show, Bob, or not. But
we have many reformed folks that actually do, yeah.
That's a good thing, though.
Absolutely.
That means they ain't out there looting.
No. The life in the straight and narrow can be a wonderful thing. Staying off the roads, I know, you know, you ask people to do it. Will be no, like, forced enforcement of being on the roads, Marion County?
No, there will not. It goes back to common sense, Bob. You know, but a lot of people immediately, as soon as that storm starts to light up to a little bit, they want to jump out there. The bands aren't all grouped together usually, and that's what people need to remember. These bands come in sporadic moments. You know, one moment it could be just a torrential pour down, winds are horrendous, and then all of a sudden it's clear. But that doesn't mean there ain't another band off of that storm that's right behind it. And people want to get out there, stay off the roads, you know, because it isn't just going to be like small debris in the road. It's going to be trees. It's going to be power lines. And those power lines is really what's dangerous for people to come across. And when they do that, they drain on our resources. You know, I have to go rescue them because they went and done something stupid. It's as plain and as simple as that. And my message to all citizens, not just my citizens, Marion County, you know, I had to speak the other day, and I asked everybody in the audience, I said, how many of you people don't know you live in the state of Florida? You know, of course, nobody raised their hand and said they didn't know they lived in the state of Florida. So a hurricane is a given for us Floridians, and you should already be prepared. I'm under the old theory, Bob, here, when it comes to me purchasing a pickup truck or rather and deciding about four-wheel drive. I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. So you need to have everything prepared for this storm. And that way, if you don't need it, that's outstanding, but you got it if you need it.
I like how you talked about Florida. Yeah, I say, look, in Florida, there's hurricanes and alligators. I don't see a reason to play around with either one.
I'm right there with you, Bob.
Sheriff, we always appreciate it. Preston, we appreciate your expertise. Keep up the good work, and hopefully we'll all get through this with our lives intact.
I'll talk to you next week, Bob.
Sounds fantastic. Thank you, Sheriff. It's 9:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Yeah, just great information, breaking down actual, you know, wind speeds. And you know, you could say, oh, this is protected up to, you know, 100 miles an hour, whatever. Yeah, maybe. But what happens is wind is kind of like water. It's going to look, it's going to find the weak spot. Yep. On your roof, your shed, whatever the case may be. Critically important that you batten down whatever you can.
Yeah.
And then be prepared for some things maybe going sideways. And you know, it's better to over-prepare.
Yep.
And then, you know, feeling good and feeling lucky after the fact than to struggle through it and have something bad happen. The power line thing being down.
That's the biggie, yeah.
It is that is a real and solid concern, man. You will not get a second chance if one of those catches you.
So if you got hatches, bat them down.
Well, yeah.
That's what they're for. Be batting them down.
What else would you do with a hatch?
I know. You got to batten them down. I don't know what else you do with them.
It is, what do we got, 9:45? We've had a lot of experts on, a lot of great information. You know, if you miss some of it, you can always get us on the podcast, The Bob Rose Show, available on podcast, whether it's the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Just click subscribe. You get all the information. We had excellent interviews with Lieutenant Governor.
Yes.
We had the Florida Ag Commissioner on. Mm-hmm. So, and
busy
Preston
morning.
Bolin and the sheriff of Marion County there, Billy Wood. So, bringing you the information, bringing you the experts, what we do, it's how we roll. We don't have any donuts, so.
No. Well, the sheriff's busy, you know, so he didn't bring us any.
Wow, are you saying the old cop and donut thing? Is that what you're doing here, Greg?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, pretty much.
Yeah. Sounds like a challenge.
Yeah, bring donuts next time.
Coming up next, things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts. We could use that right now. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. So get ready and call in right now, 877-975-9825. Another perfect time for some upbeat, positive thoughts. We call it Things That Make You Smile, and it's brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. So call in now, please, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Phil. What's making you smile?
What's making me smile that I got to see the greatest single day any baseball player had in the history of the sport. My hero, Shohei Ohtani, 6-for-6, 10 RBIs. 3 home runs and 2 stolen bases. I don't think anybody is ever going to top that day, and that made me smile.
Well, there you go. That is
pretty amazing.
Record-breaking.
Although,
precedent-setting.
What do they say? Records are made for what? Breaking. So someone will try.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing, though.
877-975-9825. You know what's making me smile?
I don't know, but I got a feeling you're going to tell us.
I got me a hard-working woman. She's probably sweating right now, getting all dirty and gritty.
Yeah.
Putting the final touches on protecting the homestead. So thank you, Betsy. One final word of encouragement. Get her done, Betsy. Get her done. And I'm telling you, I'm blessed that, you know, and she does a great job.
Well, I will be smiling if I can get my generator going today. I got somebody coming over to help. We're going to try to get it. So I got to get out of here as quick as I can.
You got your air filter, though, right?
I got my air filter. I got a fuel filter, but I got to drain the tank, fill the tank, probably have to take the carb off and clean it because I'm sure it kind of sucked in the filter material last time I tried to start it. So busy day for me.
If I didn't know you better,
yes.
I would feel like there's just a little underlying anxiousness in your day, yeah,
like wanting the generator to work because I know our power will go out.
That's one of them.
Yes, but I'll be smiling if I get that done today.
And I think some leaves falling on your car during the storm has probably got you a little upset.
Wow,
sorry,
I'm not that okay. I'm usually not. Well, how big are
I've
the
got Jen on speed dial. Do you want me to have a witness for the prosecution?
How big are the leaves?
You know, medium size.
That might be a little anxious then.
Yeah. Hang in there, my friends. Greg is going to hang in there, I hope.
Yeah, I'm hanging.
And don't go anywhere because we're not done yet. Coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on.
He thinks the cost of food is due to corporate greed and not inflation.
Now, 10 p.m. night.
Which is your signal that it's only going to get worse because price controls will increase scarcity.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A bill to strengthen the U.S. Secret Service protection for presidential candidates unanimously passed in the Senate and previously passed unanimously in the House. So under the bill, the director of the United States Secret Service would apply the same standards for determining how many agents are needed to protect the president and vice president, as well as presidential and vice presidential candidates. And if it's properly utilized, maybe we can avoid a future smoking gun. And yes, that is your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Stay safe. Get everything battened down, and then you can have yourself a wonderful day. We'll be back on the air tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. Take care and see ya.